Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening, Sifu.
How are you all today?
Good.
Okay. So, so the past few days, the numbers are down. So the measures are quite effective. Everybody stay safe. Stay safe, then can learn the Dhamma. Then can help other people. Let me see. Everybody look the same. Only look lah, but not the same. Transcendence of our life. Okay, so let me share the screen. We stopped here last week. 若从诸法自性空说。 色受想行识都是自性空的，在自性空中，色不可得，受想行识不可得，随从这边到那边去了。 So this is we stop at the paragraph before that. So the earlier section, talking about the how the Buddha, there's no coming or going. So over here, my teacher says, 若从诸法自性空说, yeah, so this 诸法, 诸法, so this 诸法 is, what do you call that? All phenomena. Zufa. So what about this all phenomena? So from its emptiness, yeah, from the perspective or the angle of the emptiness of all phenomena, from this angle, what can we say about it? 色受想行识都是自性空的. So the five aggregates. These five aggregates, yeah, forms, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. These five, what about them? 都是自性空, yeah, 都是自性空的. So they are empty of any self nature. Yeah, that means so we usually say they are empty in nature. Yeah, so it also means that they don't have any self nature. Yeah, they don't have any inherentness. 在自性空中，色不可得，受想行识不可得. So within emptiness itself, you cannot find any physical form that you can grasp onto, that you can achieve, you can attain. Yeah, you cannot find any substantial form, in other words, yeah, as far as emptiness is concerned. So, does it mean that in the dependent arising form, you can find something substantial? No. Yeah. So it's basically saying that as far as the all this is phenomena is concerned, you cannot find any anything substantial, you know, due to its emptiness. You know? So substantial form cannot be found. Substantial feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness cannot be found. So that being the case, 谁从这边到那边去了? That being the case, who went from here to there? Yeah. Conventionally, we say person A go from point A to point B. But ultimate reality, we say there's nobody substantial that went from A to B. I think on was it on Monday? During the talk on the was it the talk I mentioned about the Western saying, yeah, you can't you can't step into the same river twice, right? Then I mentioned about how the truth is you cannot have the same person step in there as well because the person would have changed. Then was it Alison? Alison, you shared the post, is it? Yeah. So Alison actually found the quote. Or Edward, Edward found, then Alison posted. One they found and posted anyway. So the full statement actually includes the second part. So interesting. In fact, quite a number of the some number of the Greek philosophers, their reflections does point towards the teaching or the principle of no self or even emptiness. Like there's a famous Theseus boat or Theseus ship, yeah. If you have learned emptiness or no self teaching on no self before, and you encounter that text, you'll be like, "Hey, it's the same." So it's quite interesting. Yeah. So we usually say, in ultimate reality, there's no person who moved from here to there. But actually, ultimate reality is reality. You know, it's not that there's another ultimate reality. Ultimate reality is reality. It's just that we don't see it. So we give it, you know, the we call it this the ultimate reality. Then we say, oh, conventional reality is where we thought we usually refer to. But that's because we don't see the reality. Yeah. So in reality, there's no fixed person that go from here to there. No substantial person that is fixed, permanent entity that go from A to B. Yeah. No such thing. So and hence, there's no coming and there's no going. And that's why it's named Tathagata. Yeah. So 通达毕竟空, 那叫做如来. So to penetrate into the emptiness of everything, yeah, to ultimate emptiness. This 毕竟空, a bit tricky actually. Yeah. What I was told, the commentary on the Mahaprajnaparamita Sutra and my teacher's explanation, this 毕竟空, is not simply that it's ultimately empty. It's not that. It is that it is completely empty. Yeah. So 那叫做如来. So one who has penetrated into emptiness, yeah, thoroughly, completely penetrated into it, that such a person is known as Tathagata. 来去不可得, 名字为如来. Yeah. To realize that going and coming is insubstantial. There's no substantial coming, no substantial going. In other words, you realize emptiness. Ningzi Wei Rulai is named Tathagata. Yeah. 也就是前边若以色见我，以应生求我，世人行邪道，不能见如来. Yeah, so it is the same as is basically what was mentioned earlier. 若以色见我, if one should use to see me by physical form, or to seek me by my voice, yeah, 世人行邪道, such a person is practicing the the wrong path. Yeah. 不能见如来, it's not able to see the Tathagata, not able to see the Buddha. Yeah. So in the earlier part, when this was explained, my teacher explained that, so 若以色见我, 以音声求我, this means that you're attached to the form and sound, you're attached to the aggregates to be the Buddha. Yeah. In other words, you don't understand emptiness, you don't understand no self. Then you're practicing the wrong path. So there's another context to this statement. I think I didn't mention the last time. Yeah, this statement itself, there's another context to it, which is why should the Buddha say such a thing? Yeah, 若以色见我, 以音声求我. Why should the Buddha say such a thing? And it is simply because from the suttas itself, you can see that there are people who is very who adores the Buddha. Yeah. It is said that the Buddha is very using common lingo, we say he's very handsome. Very handsome. Yeah, very tall, broad shoulders, yeah, very nice to look at. Yeah. So much so that the men and women see him, oh, the eyes, I think, come up, eyes sing, dun, dun, dun. All the eyes, ding, 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 ding. So some of them ordained, some of them are lay people, but the Buddha know. So the Buddha know that they end up getting infatuated with the physical form. Yeah, and his voice is said to be very pleasant, very soothing. You listen, you don't get sick of it, you know. You listen to his voice, it's very soothing, very calming. Yeah. So people get infatuated with that. Now, if you consider today, he can be a celebrity, Yeah, easily become a celebrity, hot star. Yeah. Can become can create Instagram channel. Then like that, like that, like that. Yeah. And then so you compare, you just anyhow take one celebrity. Yeah. There must be something appealing about them, right? Either their looks or their voice, in terms of singing. Yeah. Or maybe both looks and voice. Yeah. Or maybe they don't really look very fanciful, but they are very good in talking. Yeah, they have a talk show, right? Or something about them that's compelling. And what do people in the society do with that? They use it to make money. Yeah, they have a YouTube channel, they have this channel to make money, yeah, to win fans, and then they can, well, in a way you can say that that's their livelihood. Yeah. But then if you compare with the Buddha is also someone who because of the cultivation is born with all the very nice features, but he don't use that to just attract people, yeah, to get things from them. Instead, he wants them to learn Dhamma because that can benefit them, and so that's why there's such a statement. And because if you look at some of the suttas, where the statements where the Buddha says, he who sees the Tathagata sees the Dhamma, he who sees the Dhamma sees the Tathagata. What happened before that? It's because there were people who were like, oh, fan club. Oh. Yeah. So, but the Buddha is not interested in that. The Buddha wants people to go and learn the Dhamma. Hence, there's such a the context for this statement. And even when he makes such a statement, it points towards that the statement to tell them not to be attached to him points towards the teaching itself. Yeah. How skillful. So, 当然这个事情要阅读经佛经，有佛的开示，我们才能够觉悟到这里。So of course this matter, what is the matter? Yeah, this 这件事，这个事，这个事情。 What is this matter? It is that wu lai wu qi, yeah, this matter that there's no coming, no going. Yeah, that within the five aggregates, you cannot find anything substantial. That is all empty in nature. Yeah. So this matter, regarding this matter, yeah. So my teacher says, "要阅读佛经, that we must read the Buddha Sutra. Yeah, we must. So this 阅读佛经 would include listening to teachings, because now I think, especially in Singapore, as we chant the sutra, we don't read the sutra. Yeah, except of course Dharma classes. So 由佛的开示，我们才能够觉悟到这里. Yeah, so it is through the Buddha's discourse, the Buddha's teachings. Yeah, and how do we know about it? Through reading the sutras, through hearing the Dharma talks, then the venerables, the speaker, give us, explain to us the teachings. Yeah. So then what happened? 我们才能够觉悟到这里. Then we can realize this. Yeah. 若是不阅读经典，佛经，什么都不明白. If we don't read the sutras, then we don't know, we don't understand anything. Yeah. 我说一件事。 比如说一个人，一个出家人，不修止观，一天在寺庙拜佛念经. So my teacher says, okay, I speak about one method. 比如说，一个出家人，不修止观. For example, yeah. So, for example, if a monastic do not practice samatha and vipassana. So 一天在这个寺庙里, 拜佛念经, yeah. The whole day is just at the in the monastery, prostrating to the Buddha, praying to the Buddha, and then chanting the sutra. Okay, so 这样做，如果是个不懈怠放逸的人，出家久了，因为没有人触恼，也不贪也不嗔. So in this way, if this monastic is a person who is not 不懈怠, who is not lax, yeah, 懈怠放逸. So there are two parts, yeah. 懈怠放逸. So this can be 懈怠, it can be translated as lax. 放逸 means can be translated as indolent. Yeah. So lax means you sort of stop your practice. Yeah. Usually you if you are a person who meditate, then now you are lax, you don't meditate. Yeah. 放逸 means besides not meditating, you allow yourself to do stupid things. 放逸. So 出家久了, so but this person, my teacher is referring to say, 如果是个不懈怠放逸的人, so if this person, yeah, is not a lax person, is not an indolent person, yeah, 出家久了, after ordaining for a long time, 因为没有人触恼, because there's nobody to come and agitate him, yeah, to vex him, 也不贪也不嗔, so he doesn't have greed, so he doesn't give rise to greed, doesn't give rise to hatred. 自己感觉到很清净, so he may feel like, oh, I'm very pure. 这就是有修行了吗? So is this what is meant by having cultivation? Yeah. 我们不说别人,而是反省自己. Yeah, we don't see others, we don't talk about others, we reflect on ourselves. 这些贪心、嗔心、高慢心、疑惑心的烦恼都没有现行. So we don't reflect on others. So all this greed, hatred, pride, 疑惑心, doubt, yeah, all these kind of defilements, they are not manifest. Yeah, they have not arisen. So 说我很清净, and as a result, we say, oh, I'm very pure. 这样想就搞错了。If we think in this way, then we have gotten it wrong. 我们平常说这个人发脾气了，so we usually say this person has lost the temper. 啊，说这个人叛性很大，we say this person's greed is very strong. Very great. 这都是很粗显的烦恼。All these are very apparent kind of defilements. Very gross kind of defilements. 粗显。So, gross and apparent. Why is it gross? Because it is not subtle. Yeah, it's quite apparent. That means you can see it already. So it's gross. This gross is not the disgusting gross. This means it's big. Yeah. So, 那什么是微细的烦恼？So, what is considered subtle defilements？就是看见什么都认为是真的。So, what is known as the subtle defilement？So, it is that whatever you see, you think it is real. Yeah, you think that it is real. Yeah, that is a subtle defilement. So, I use the word subtle, way see, yeah, more or less that, but should be, perhaps more correctly, should be refined defilement. Well, subtle may seem like it's very mild, but this is not mild, this is actually very deep. Yeah? So, this is refined defilement, way see. So, 看见老鼠在那儿跑，看见毒蛇来了，看见一朵莲花，都认为是真的。So when we see a mouse running over there，看见毒蛇来了，we see a poisonous snake coming。看见一朵莲花，we see a lotus，都认为是真的。We think that all these are all real。看见有人向你磕头，也是真的。When we see someone prostrating to you, you also think it's real. Of course, do you all have people prostrating to you? Probably not, lah. Can husband and wife, we all can prostrate to each other. Yeah, 夫妻交拜。Nowadays, do people do that when they get married? Huh? Do you all do that? Don't do that anymore. Suddenly I'm thinking, if people do that when they get married, then after that, for the rest of their life, they don't do that anymore. Actually, I think I never get married before, but I sometimes I have thoughts about things I've never done before. I think when they do that, right, it's meant to say you all should have respect towards each other, from now on. Yeah. For you to live in harmony, you should respect each other. So, that is 夫妻交拜, you pay respect mutually to each other. But maybe that's why the marriage is not in harmony, because only on the first night, 交拜, after that, no more. So, 有人骂你也是真的. So, when someone is scolding you, it's also real. We feel everything is real, so real. Hey, 师傅, who say I say real? Since when did I say that it's real? 师傅, you are maligning me. Really? If it's not real, why do we get upset when people scold us? If you don't think it's real, when you see a rat run across, why are you so affected? Yeah. Of course, in Singapore, I don't think Singapore houses have rats. Maybe landed have. But when you see a cockroach, do you feel that it's real? Oh, very real. So real that you must do something about it. Yeah. So, 这就叫做取向惑。Yeah. So this is known as the defilement of grasping onto features. Yeah. Or also known as the taint. the taint or the bewilderment of grasping, you know, onto features. So 若是圣人, if it's enlightened one, what happened? 他知道一切都是如幻如化的. Yeah, for enlightened ones, they know that all things are what? 如幻如化. That they know that it's just like an illusion. Yeah, like a transformation. A magician conjuring up something. It's just unreal. 都是虚妄不真实的. So they are all insubstantial, 虚的, yeah, 妄的, false, yeah, 不真实的, untrue, unreal. 这就表示圣人有这种智慧. So this means what? Means that the enlightened ones have this kind of wisdom. 把取向的烦恼灭掉了. Yeah, they have eradicated the defilements of grasping, grasping onto features. You see anything, you grasp onto it as real. 而能够灭掉这种烦恼，一定要常修无我观、无常观，修毕竟空观. So, and in order to eradicate such this kind of defilements, how do you do it? 一定要常修无我观. You must regularly practice no self. Yeah. 无常观, regularly contemplate on no self, contemplate on impermanence, 修毕竟空观, contemplate on how all phenomena are empty in nature. 慢慢的才能知道, slowly you will know. Yeah, then you can know. 不是自然会知道, it's not that you naturally know. You just sit down there. Canada, can you just sit down there? Take a number, ding, sit down there, 11578. Now it's what number? Now it's 9988. Oh yeah, still a long way to go. Wait for my turn. It's not like getting the vaccine. Yeah, you need to work for it. Yeah, you need to cultivate. So how to cultivate? 一定要修无我观, contemplate. Contemplate on whether the form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, is it impermanent? Yeah. Is it substantial? Is there self in it? Is it eternal, impermanent, or permanent? Is it something that you can control? Yeah. So usually, 无常观 is done first. Yeah, the contemplation of impermanence is done first. Yeah. So here we say the quan usually in the tradition of ordinin is usually referring to contemplation. But in our day-to-day life, we should also contemplate and observe. Yeah, observe. Oh, this you have this thought. Oh, this is such an amazing thought. You have an idea. Oh, this amazing idea. You must go and we should go and contemplate. This idea is also impermanent. Hey, Sifu, I was trying to solve some problem at work. Then you ask me to do this. I do this, then I cannot do my work. Maybe you get enlightened. Is your work more important than getting enlightened? Sifu, before I get enlightened, I get fired. Getting fired is also empty in nature. That's why you can get fired. You get fired, then good. Then you can join me. Then we can do this full time. Don't have to waste time. So, 若通达一切法空, if we penetrate into the emptiness of all phenomena, 才知道一切法是如幻如化的. Then do we know that all phenomena is 如幻如化, is illusory, yeah? It's like an illusion, yeah? It's like something that is conjured, 如幻, manifested, unreal. 通达一切法是如幻如化，才知道一切法是毕竟空。Only when you have penetrated into how all phenomena is illusory, is just like a conjurement, then what happened? 才知道一切法是毕竟空。Then do you know that all phenomena is completely empty? Yeah. So ultimately cease to exist. So 就说我们出家人。Yeah, so even for monastics, 如果感觉哦感脚，的确我会说感脚。So if you listen to his tape, you must be careful. He will say 感脚，then you like, 哎，wait, yeah. Then sometimes he say 有若无，有药物。So the 若 he pronounce as 药。So initially the first few months of that 药什么药？耗药。So 如果感觉到我有烦恼，我有贪心，我有嗔心。So if we feel we have this feeling, yeah, that 我有烦恼啊，哦，we got a feeling, oh, I have defilements。我有贪心，I have greed；我有嗔心，I have hatred。这只是一段一般的境界啊。This is just a very common scenario, yeah, something very common。说我没有烦恼，so we may say, oh, I don't have defilements。自己认为心清净，and we think that our mind is pure, yeah。It's purified, it's pure。这是搞错了啊，This is getting it wrong。你还有那个什么都是真的的细微啊的微细烦恼。You still have the refined or subtle defilement of this perception, this grasping that all things are real。等到有些不顺心触恼。的时候，啊，贪嗔痴就会出来了。Yeah, you wait until there's something that is, disagreeable, yeah, that come and agitate you. Then at that moment, greed, hatred, delusion, poof, come out. My teacher never say poof, Yeah, 贪嗔痴就出来了。So, yeah. Usually, when we learn about this, we may think, I don't think it's real. Who says it's real? You only Buddhism keep on saying real and real, real. I never think that it's real or not. Yeah. Basically, when we get upset, then we know actually we take it to be real, to be very substantial. When we are delighted, we have, oh, someone praise you. Wow, 看你的 hair 啊，哇，look quite nice 啊，哇，then we feel no lah, this one the hairdresser suggests, I don't know, I try one lah, nice 啊，clear or not? That's how you all react, right? When people praise you, yeah, then maybe Chinese, when people praise us, we must say, nice man, no lah, I think too short 啊, do you think too short 啊? A bit short, right? But actually inside very happy. But the mouth cannot say. Because why? Because we are humble. Right? We Chinese, we are humble race. When people praise us, we cannot accept. But inside, ooh, inside. Inside, drumming. Let the whole world So when that happens, not just when you're upset, when you are very elated, yeah, when something agreeable happen, that is also a sign you are taking things to be real. 所以一定要读经, and that's why we must read the sutras. 修四念处 practice the four foundations of mindfulness. 智慧渐渐增长，才能知道这是错误，这是个错误。Our wisdom would then gradually increase, and then we would know that this is an error. Yeah. What is an error? That we think everything is true. This is an error. 不然是不知道。不知道的。Otherwise, we do not know that this is the case. My senior, that 知道法师, is also very cute. They often tell me, so because they are senior, so they just address, sometimes they usually will address the junior as 自行师, like something something 师, so they say, 自行师, all this just a game. Yeah, all this is just a game. Yeah, it's can you see that it's a game? 若人作如是言, if someone were to say this, 如来若来若去若若若作若作若我, yeah. So if someone were to say that the Tathagata comes, goes, sit or lie down, yeah.So, 这个人就是我见还存在。Then this person, this person's view, the self view is still present. 我见若存在，这个那就是一般的凡夫境界。So, if the view of a self is still present, then this is the common state, yeah, the state of the.Common people, yeah, the whirling. This is a common state of the whirling. 所以世人不解我所说意. Yeah, so hence, this person does not understand the meaning of what I've said. Yeah. So, 何以故? 如来者无所从来,亦无所去,故名如来. So, how is this so? Because as far as Tathagata is concerned, so Tathagata either well come or well gone. So as far as the Tathagata is concerned, yeah, 无所从来, there's no coming, 亦无所去, there's no going. 故名如来, hence name Tathagata, yeah, hence name well come and well gone. 一定要观一切法因缘所生如幻如化是毕竟空。We must contemplate, observe how all phenomena arises from conditions. 因缘所生, 如幻如化, is illusory, is like a conjurement. 是毕竟空, is completely empty in nature. 毕竟空中是无来无去的. Within emptiness itself, there's no coming or going.That means there's nothing substantial coming, nor is there anything substantial going. 若这样子就超越凡夫的程度。If that is the case, then you transcend the standard of a whirling. 慢慢的能达到圣人的境界。And slowly you will arrive at the state of the enlightened one.不做如是观，闭上眼睛坐在那里啊，完全是不行的。Yeah, if you don't contemplate in this way, you just close your eyes and you sit down there. That doesn't cut it. This morning I just mentioned, yeah. Otherwise, you just sit down there and just pass time.We must know what we are doing. So the next section. 须菩提，若善男子、善女人以三千大千世界遂为微尘，云何与欲云何？是微尘众宁为多不？So this is the from the sutra itself. 须菩提言，甚多世尊，何以故？若是微尘众实有者，佛则不说是微尘众。所以者何？佛说微尘众，则非微尘众，是名为微尘众。So this is sutra. Let's look at what my teacher explained. 这是第三颗，触大千世界。So this is the third, can be said to be third section. 触大千界，so the thousand world system. Talking about the thousand world system. So 佛现化身相啊，佛现化身相度化众生这件事，在什么地方呢？So when the Buddha manifests the body, to liberate sentient beings. So as far as this is concerned. 在什么地方呢？Where is this？就是在我们这个娑婆世界。It is in this Saha world of ours，这个大千世界，this great thousand world system。这里分二段，分二段，两段。第一段先说微尘，so there are two section, two sub, paragraph here. The first paragraph talk about the dust, wei chen. So this wei chen, rightly speaking, it should be talking about infinitesimal. So the smallest speck possible. Imagine a dust speck. And the smallest possible. Wei chen. So infinitesimal point. 这也是一种观法。So this is also a way of contemplation. 比如说，人的身体是地、水、火、风组织成的。So for example, we say that the human body comprises the four great elements, the earth, water, fire, wind, to come together, form it. 组成了以后，凡夫的分别心就认为，这是男的，这是女的，这是美，这是丑。After formation, the mind of the discriminating mind of the worldling then think, oh, this is a man, oh, this is a woman, this is beautiful, oh, this is ugly. 如果把一个人观察成都是微尘，还有男女美丑的分别吗？This is so powerful. So if we were to contemplate, not to observe, a person in terms of the minutes, the infinitesimal, using our modern term, in other words, if you were to break it down into atomic level, or molecular level, atomic is smaller than molecular, but let's just because science now has gone much further down, very, very minute, even to the boson particle. I think even for myself in school, I never learned about boson particle. That is very advanced physics. So let's just talk about atoms. Imagine if we were to, let's say, equate these to atoms. Let's say, not that it's equal. Then, if you observe a person in terms of the atoms, 还有男女美丑的分别吗？Is there still men, women, beautiful or ugly to talk about? Is there? No more. No more. You don't have to go to molecular level. You just look at the screen. If you look at every dot of a person, it's just a color. Isn't it? Every pixel is just a color. And actually, do you know that if you look carefully at the screen, it is not one pixel at a time. Each pixel consists of three colors, RGB. Red, green, blue. Every pixel is has 3 sub-pixel. Do you know that? But when you look at the distance, it looks like there are different colors. But actually, in the sub-pixel level, there's only R, G, and B. Red, green, blue. Yeah. Only red, green, blue can be found. No person, no sifu waving the hands. Yeah? If you find that contemplating in terms of infinitesimal, sifu, I haven't had jhana, cannot. I just think in terms of, you look at the computer screen, you see human beings, right? You can see people moving around, yeah, looking at the text, then looking at the screen, right? Yeah. But when you really look at the screen, you take a magnifying glass, yeah, or you can take your handphone, take a picture. Now, let me show you how it's done. You take your handphone, for example, let me do an experiment for you, okay? Who wants to volunteer to be the person I take a picture of? Suddenly everybody smile only. Okay, never mind, I take myself. I volunteer myself. Okay, now I must stop share first. Then I pin myself. Okay, then I take a picture. Okay, I'll take one picture. And then I take a zoom in picture. Yeah, zoom in picture. Then you all will be convinced. Yeah. Okay, now what happened? I want to go back to that view. Okay. Now I stop the pin and then share the screen again. Oh wait, I don't share the screen first. I will now post the picture into the Telegram. And then after that, I will save it to my computer screen. And then I go to my desktop Telegram and then I save it. Oh, I look so distorted. Okay, very good. And then now you shall see what we truly are. So, first, okay, this one is not a very flattering photo. Yeah, okay, this is the first photo. Then I open the second photo a bit. Second photo. See, you remember I said each pixel is 3 pixel. So R, G, B, red, green, blue. Where's the red? Red, green, blue. It seems like a few other colors. Actually, it's because why? Because when the, it's actually still RGB. But when they adjust the color intensity, then you have, it looks, the color seem to change. Yeah. If you look at the right side, you can see RGB. Yeah. But then between the R and red and the green, some yellow appear. Actually, the yellow don't exist, you know. But because of the pixel, then it caused yellow to appear. So interesting. And do you know that molecules have no color? Yeah, because at the molecular level, the wavelength is too long. So how do I put it? At that level, right? If you manage to shrink down to that level, there's no such a thing as color. Yeah, from what I know. So physics, science, and Buddhism are quite in line. Okay, show you that amazing photo again. Huh? Nice photo or not? Huh? Very nice. Looks like an alien. Okay, let's share the text again. Yeah, so, 把一个人观察成都是微尘. So, if we were to contemplate on a person in terms of all the molecules or the atoms, 还有男女美丑的分别吗? Is there still man, woman, beautiful or ugly? Is there such a discrimination? No more. No more. 这实在也能调伏烦恼. Yeah, so, this can also mitigate the defilements. Yeah. So you see, this is very skillful. This directly cut across gender discrimination and cut across lust. Yeah. Beautiful and ugly, you cut it across. Then you have no, you don't have the kind of discrimination. So 须菩提，若善男子、善女人，以三千大千世界，遂为微尘。 So the Buddha addressed Venerable Shibuti again. Shibuti, 若善男子善女人, if a wholesome man or woman, 以三千大千世界，遂为微尘. Yeah, using the billion world system, the thousand tree, the thousand 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 fold system. Yeah, and you were to if you take the whole all this world system. And then break it down into just the constituent parts, okay? Just the constituent infinitesimal, okay? Or atom for that matter, yeah. So, 静坐的时候, so when we meditate, 用智慧观察三千大千世界, we use our wisdom to observe the 3,000, the 3,000, 4,000 world system. Yeah, 都是微尘. You contemplate on how all are just particles, yeah, infinitesimal. 是用智慧来摄为微尘. So it's using our wisdom. 不是用机器把世界变成微尘. It's not using machines to grind it into powder, into these particles. My teacher is also quite interesting. Because I think there'll be people who think that, huh? When you go and destroy the world, no, it's just a thought experiment. You just think about it, contemplate. So, 云和是微尘众，宁为多不? So, what do you think? Is there if this number of particles is represented by sentient beings, is this number of sentient beings great? Yeah, a lot. So, 佛问须菩提, the Buddha asked Subhuti, Venerable Subhuti, 这微尘是不是很多呢? So, is this particles a lot? Yeah, is it a lot? So actually the 众 is mass, not necessarily talking about sentient beings. Yeah, this mass of particles. Yeah, 须菩提言甚多世尊. Subhuti replied, a lot. So, 须菩提回答佛说，这个微尘太多了. So, Venerable Subhuti replied the Buddha, saying, oh, this dust, these particles are a lot. 我这下面把微尘也破了. So, below, it also, how to say, vanquish this, or break up this. Particles. Very good. So how is this so? 什么原因要说到微尘的这件事呢? Yeah. So why is it that we are talking about this dust particle? Yeah, or this infinitesimal? 若是微尘众实有者，佛则不说是微尘众. So, 假设 执着微尘是真实有自性的, so 佛就不说微尘众是因缘有了. So if 然后假设 if 执照未曾是真实有自信的，然后 if this particles 呀 is indeed real 呀真实有自信的 and is inherent in nature，then what happened？佛就不说未曾种是因缘有了。Then the Buddha wouldn't say that this mass of particles or infinitesimal is actually dependent arising. Wouldn't say that. 因为真实有的就不是从因缘有的了。So because if it is real, 真实有truly existing, real, then 就不是因缘有的。Then it is not dependent arising existing. Truly existing means by itself it exists, not dependent on conditions. And so if it is truly existing, then it is not dependent on conditions. But it is not. And that's why the Buddha say that it is dependent on conditions to exist. So 若是从因缘有，就不是真实。And if it is arising, existing due to conditions, then it is unreal. 是无自性，it is then it has no inherentness, no self nature, 毕竟空的，is completely empty, ultimately empty. So 所以把大千世界碎为微尘后以后，and that's why after breaking down the whole tricosm world system into fine particles, thereafter, 还不能停留在微尘这里，you cannot stop here, 还要观察微尘是假的，是自性空的，you must still further contemplate how this particles are unreal as well, it's empty in nature. So actually this part there's something else here. So first is you consider how the world can be broken down into particles. So meaning that the world is unreal, this depend on the conditions of the particle. So but how about the particles itself? Here you're saying even the particle is unreal. It's empty in nature also. So it's not that the particle is real, then form up to become a real or to become an unreal world. But it's that the particles are unreal, the world is unreal also. All empty in nature. 微尘是什么因缘的呢? So these particles or infinitesimal, so what are the conditions for it? 众生的业力. It is due to the karmic force of sentient beings. 是这个世界上一切众生的共业所变现的。It is manifested by all the sentient beings in this world. 所以则何？So how is this so? 佛说未曾种，则非未曾种，是名未曾种。So remember, right at the start, I mentioned, that which is X, is not X, is named X. 佛说未曾种，佛说未曾都是因缘有的。The Buddha says that all the particles are dependent arising, in the order conditionally existing. 因缘有的。So conditionally existing. 所以未曾自性不可得。And that's why the self nature of particles cannot be found. 自性不可得，the self nature cannot be found. 所以非未曾种，and that's why the mass is not real mass of particles. This 非未曾种，if you all recall, that means it's empty. 'Cause we usually think X is real. No, it's not X. It's not real. 是假名为沉重。It's just artificially named mass of particles，也是也不是真实的。It's also not real. Okay, we stop here. Are we really stopping here? Or are we unreally stopping here? Is this a real stop or an unreal stop? Did we really started? Is there a class going on or no class? 笑料。Oh, doggy also come at 10 Diamond Sutra. Wow, this is a. Oh, hey, the doggy lie down. This is a high faculty dog, the 10 Diamond Sutra. Any questions? Actually, this sutra, every week, there are so much things we can contemplate on. No end. Every day, as I mentioned in class, oftentimes our life